Nåja, då sitter jag här nere i Sandviken i Vasa i en lummig trädgård under ett dignande äppelträd. Jag kom hem till Julien Hubert för att få en kopp lindte, eller vad var det som du bjöd på här?
Ja, det var någon ört från Frankrike. Jag var där nyligen och alltid tar hem lite god saker. Saker jag tycker är goda.
Ja, just det. Ja. Du hade en gäst, en gammal kompis från universitetstiden som kom hit på cykel. Det är väl inte så konstigt, men varifrån han kommer så det är en helt annan historia. Florent Guachon.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, bonjour. Comment ça va?
Welcome to Vasa. Välkommen till Vasa, Florent.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And I just said that you came here riding on your bike. Nothing special with that. But where did you start from on this leg of your very long journey?
I started from Besançon, which is my town in France. Mm. I started 5 years ago. And I did something like 70,000 kilometers by bike around the world. And now I'm going to Norway and to other places.
Okay. Ja, Florent, så han är hemma från Frankrike förstås. Och där startade han för 5 år sedan sin cykeltur. Och det har hittills blivit 70,000 kilometer. You're traveling the world.
I am traveling the world, and that's great. Mm. Yeah.
And you're what's called a digital nomad. This is one of the buzzwords of late. Describe what a digital nomad is.
Digital nomad is someone who can travel and work at the same time, mostly with computer. Yeah. So the word digital comes from computer.
Okay.
And I do a website about mathematics. I was math teacher in France before as a substitute. And I created my website with free lessons, exercises, videos and games and many things. And it's a very big website. It's 10,000 visitors every day.
Whoa.
So I can make money with advertisement mostly, but
okay.
Also premium accounts. And with that income, I can travel for free and as long as I want.
Wow. Ja, Florent, han driver alltså en webbsajt där man kan lära sig matematik och förtjäna pengar på att upprätthålla och administrera den då, få in via annonser och så vidare. Men det här kan han då köta med dator och hyfsad nätuppkoppling var som helst i världen. How did you come up with this, or why did you decide to do this?
It was because I started the website in 2007, I think. And after 5 years of hard work, because the beginning is very hard, I get some money and I just had some bike touring before and I really fall in love with that way of traveling because it's slow and it's great to meet people, to see the nature and all that. And so I realized that maybe I could work and travel at the same time. And I tried to do that for maybe, I said I will do a Europe tour for 1 year or 2 years. And I managed to do that and organize myself to work and travel at the same time.
Okay.
And it works, and then the travel keeps going one more year and one more year and one more. And
do you have a goal, a set goal with the traveling?
The goal is to see the world. Actually, I'm curious, so I want to see the planet and to see the people. How is it? All the countries and all that. And maybe the only goal, the most important goal, would to be happy and to have a good life here.
Mm.
And the nomad life is a very good life, I think.
Ja, Florent säger att han vill njuta av livet och det vill vi väl alla. Ja, då han kom på den här idén då för dryga 5 år sedan så testade han så där först i liten skala. Levde nomadliv i Europa och fortsatte med sitt jobb då. Och det funkar ju bra, så nu har han sträckt sig längre. Är det några delar av världen som du inte ännu har besökt? Are there any white spots on the map? Not talking countries, but maybe continents.
I have not been yet to Africa and to South America.
Okay.
And I would like to explore these two ones. It's very good ones, I think.
Okay. Ja, Sydamerika och Afrika, det är två kontinenter som Florent ännu inte har besökt. Men det finns med i planerna. Men nu är det närmast Norge som gäller. Now, tillbaka till dig Julien, som kompis, en liten kommentar där. Vad tror du om det här Florents livsstil?
Ja, det är superhärlig livsstil. Och jag tycker själv, om jag hade varit singel hade jag säkert följt efter honom ett tag. Kanske inte världen runt, men åtminstone några tusen kilometer inom Europa.
Ja.
Men ja, jag tycker det är väldigt härligt att man kan kombinera sin passion och arbete. Och, ja, det är faktiskt... jag är jätteglad faktiskt för honom, för hans skull, för att han lyckades få ihop det.
Mm. Han var hit förut och hälsade på dig, alltså här i Vasa eller någon annanstans som du har bott tidigare?
Ja, alltså han har hälsat på mig 3 gånger nu i Norden. Och 2 gånger medan jag bodde i Umeå. Och nu när jag bor i Vasa. Men alla gånger tror jag han har åkt genom Vasa. Så det är nu hans 3:e gången här i Vasa.
Så so you're no first timer to Vasa. You've been here before, Julian tells me.
Yeah, because Julian was living in Umeå, so yeah. I took the ferry 2 times. One time one way, one time another way. Yes. It was 2013, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And Julian said he's a bit envious, är du avundsjuk?
Ja, inte avundsjuk.
Men du beundrar eller?
Ja, jag ska säga, jag blir glad för hans skull. Och jag kanske lite avundsjuka, men inte så mycket. För min grej är inte att cykla.
Nej.
Så, men jag letar faktiskt fortfarande på en lösning att få tillsammans den här passion och frihet som man får när man kan göra det man vill, när man vill.
Okej. Okay. Well, he's very happy for you anyway, but I have to ask you, do you have any family or friends or relatives at home that miss you when you're gone, or do you stay in touch with them?
I stay in touch with them, and the most important is that I come back home for Christmas every year,
okay.
And I stop a couple of weeks, like 2 months or sometimes 3 months, and I can do some activities with my brothers and sisters, and I think it's important, and... I don't really miss them. We're still in touch with Facebook and the internet and everything. So
it's different nowadays. You can stay in touch even if you're thousands of kilometers from
each other. We have the phone and I was in Russia before Finland. I was in the football World Cup and from the stadium I saw 2 matches actually, France Argentina and France Uruguay, and we had a nice chat video and they were happy to see the stadium.
Okay. Well, now I must ask you, do you have had any dangerous encounters or risky situations, accidents or anything of the sort?
Nothing bad. No, I didn't have a very bad accident or very bad problems, no.
Okay. No, Florence said that.
Sometimes it's scary. Sometimes you see the bears, you see the snakes, you see people with guns.
Okay.
But it's nothing bad.
No, Florence was very olycksfri så här långt, även om det var lite spännande ibland. Set vilda djur, and you said people with guns. Where was that?
In USA, of course.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, people. The guns are there for your protection, man.
I'm not sure. Gun is a gun, and people go out of the house with the gun. Maybe it's not for my protection.
it sounds strange in my ears. Well, what's the most fun or exciting place you have been to?
I would say 3. I would say Iceland, not far from here, just 2 hours flight maybe, but really amazing island. The southwest of USA, especially the south of Utah, it's amazing places, big spaces and rocks and just amazing. And the third would be Tajikistan in Central Asia, because there is a route that goes over 4,000 meters elevation, the Pamir Highway, and it's a very famous route for cycling.
It is.
It's amazing landscapes also.
But the air must be so thin. It must be a very difficult.
It is challenging.
Challenge.
It is challenging, but it's also very beautiful and beautiful sky, nice people, children, good. I don't know. It's one of my best places.
Yeah. Okay, Florence had 3 favoritställen. Utah, USA, Island och så Tajikistan, Pamir. där man är uppe på 4 kilometers höjd med cykeln. How is your physical condition? You must be like an Iron Man or something.
No, people think that traveling by bike is difficult physically, but I don't think so, because you can, on a bicycle, you can go at your own speed. You don't have to go fast. And you listen to your body, and I'm not someone who travels fast. I do 80 kilometers a day at an average of maybe 16 kilometers per hour, which is 5 hours. And when you ride 16 kilometers per hour, it's not you don't need to be very strong.
You take time to enjoy the landscape and scenery.
That's the most important, yeah.
Ja, Florian har ju inte bråttom någonstans, så han behöver inte heller cykla så fort. Nutrition has to be very important. Maybe Julien has some input here. What do you mainly eat, or how do you get food?
It depends of the countries, of course, but there is 3 things I eat a lot. First thing is my mix about cereals, nuts and dried fruit. So it's like a big muesli. Mm-hmm. And I eat that the whole day from my... I have a basket in the front of the bike, and I eat like this every day, all day. And the second is the fresh fruit. I eat a lot of fresh fruit, local, if it's possible, fresh. And depending on the countries where I am, same, I do a mix of like a fruit salad, and I eat a lot when I cycling.
Okay.
And the third, I cook for myself. I have the wood stove, so I can make a little fire, and I can cook a mix of mostly rice and lentils with herbs and onion and tuna and some raisins and everything local I can find also. And that's a big mix, that's something that will really last a long time in your body. And same, I put the food in the basket, and I eat when I cycle. So I save time to work and to cycle, and I get hit very slow also, which is important.
Okay. Nu jag över till mästarkocken Julien här nu, som har hört på. Hur låter det här?
Ja, det här låter inte som min drömlivsstil då, kan jag säga.
Det är müsli medan du cyklar.
Ja, alltså det är inget fel på det. Nej. Men det här är faktiskt ur den här vad ska jag säga, idrottsaspekt, så är det riktigt bra. Så att han, på det viset får han inga skavanker. Han får en jämn blodsockernivå, och han har en jämn ork genom hela dagen. Vilket är det värsta, man får låg blodsocker som cyklist, så det är en mardröm. Det är jättebra. Och sen är det goda saker han äter, och han får smaka på många olika saker överallt han går, som man sa, lokala frukter och grönsaker, och det är väldigt spännande.
Det kunde väl vara något för en nomadkock att cykla fram och tillreda det som man få tag på lokalt.
ja, precis. Och det är där det kanske skulle kära sig, för jag skulle få såna idéer. Jag måste prova den här och så. Jag tycker om att sitta och njuta och inte cykla samtidigt.
Okay. I'm trying to get Julien to tag along here, but I'm not succeeding.
Sorry.
I'm trying to sell in an idea of the nomad chef that Julien would tag along, but
I would like to have a chef coming with me to make my good food.
But I'm not against this way of life, but the nomad chef, yes, I would really like that, but then I would spend more time cooking and less time cycling.
You can put a trolley after the bike, so you sit on it.
That I would love.
Speaking of that, could we take a look at your bike, if it's like any special kind of bike, or can we go take a peep? Ah, you have some stickers on it. World Tour, Florent Cochon. And live your dreams.
Live your dreams is written here. Yeah. It's important to say to people that they have to do what they want and what they dream. Yeah.
And you have a list of cities you visited. Not all of them, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. For 5 years, maybe 100 cities is written on my frame. Yeah.
Is this the original bike?
No, it is the third bicycle.
The third.
I started with the racing bike, but it was not strong enough.
Okay.
Then I bought a touring bike. I rode maybe 4 years with the touring bike. And last year I changed the frame and the fork. So I dismount everything and I make a new bike. This is titanium.
So it was very light.
It's very light and very strong and very comfortable. And the carbon fork also. Okay. Everything was steel before.
Okay.
So I
How much does it weigh approximately?
12 kilograms for the bicycle, everything, yeah.
No suspension? That surprises me a bit.
But I use a lot. You see, I have big tires and I can remove the hair inside.
Yeah, if you remove it becomes softer. Hair, so.
It becomes softer and I can go outside the main route.
Ja, det är alltså här står vi nu med Florans tredje cykel. Och den här liksom, is this the optimal model? Is this perfect now?
It is perfect. It is, I really love it. Yeah.
Nu är riktigt nöjd med titan, lätta material här. Men ingen fjädring alltså, utan det är med luften i däcken som fjädringen sköts. Varje gram räknas på Florans cykel. But, and now you're headed off to Norway. Nu ska du åka till Norge. When will you be leaving?
I am waiting to go back to the Lofoten Island. It's a very famous and beautiful place. I would like to see Tromsø and the Vesterålen and all the the Atlantic coast of Norway. I think it's really beautiful. So I just hope that the good weather we have this summer will stay another month. I pray for that.
Yes, and hoppas på vackert väder. And may I say, bon voyage.
Merci, merci. Thank you. Tack.